always exciting, and for this week's Akron Manchester got revenge on Fairless Navarra from a triple overtime victory during the regular season. With a final score of 35-7, the Panthers are able to keep their playoff run alive. John, looking back at tonight's game, we knew it was going to be good because these teams know each other and have played each other throughout the regular season. What did you see that helped the Panthers come out and get the victory tonight?
Well, it's a great game, conference game, rivalries. There's over 7,000 people here. Really, it came down to the mistakes that the Falcons made. They had three interceptions and a turnover on special teams as well that led to them scoring some touchdowns.
Thanks, John, for that insight. Now let's take a look back at a few more highlights from tonight's High School Game of the Week presented by PNC Bank. Manchester's Mason Hayes ran in a 3-yard touchdown, the first score of the game. Fairless Navarra got their first score of the game in the third quarter on a 2-yard pass to Austin Wyatt. To seal the victory, Manchester's quarterback Kevin Parks threw a 13-yard pass to wide receiver Chandler Stahl.
We worked as a team, and we just got the job done. That's all we had to do. We knew we had to do something, so...
Well, this is great. I thought I'd get some leaves raked at home, but I guess I'm not going to get them raked now. But the great thing is we got another week to go, and we'll have to see what happens that week. And maybe we can, maybe I'll never have to rake those leaves, you know, and that'd be fine with me.
Good luck to Akron Manchester throughout the rest of their playoff run. We'll be covering another game next week, so make sure to log on to ClevelandBrowns.com and vote for the matchup you want to see. For John LaForce, I'm Elizabeth Nunnally. See you next week. And for more high school football news, check out the Cleveland Browns High School Football Show presented by PNC Bank, a one-hour program that airs on Saturdays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on ESPN 850 WKNR.